through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. Hallelujah. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him, my Lord, with him all the way.
Hallelujah,
Where
Jesus.
he leads me, I will follow. Me, I will follow. Where he me, I will follow. With him all the way, he will give me grace and glory. Hallelujah. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, my Lord, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, yes, Lord, with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Jesus, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll go with him all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. I'll go with him all the way. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, you're worthy to be praised tonight, Lord. You are from the beginning
Hallelujah.
to the end. You are the first and the
Yes,
last.
mighty
You are
God.
the great I am that I am. You are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You break every
Hallelujah,
chain. You give
Jesus.
victory again and
Hallelujah.
again. You are our
Hey,
sovereign
Jesus.
Lord. You are our
My
King.
God.
You are our Prince of Peace. You are
Hallelujah.
our hiding place. place. You are our rock, our shield and fortress. You are our butler. You are our confidant. My God, tonight you are our all in all.
We lift your
My God
mighty God,
Almighty, and we
hallelujah.
worship you.
Mighty
We
God,
give you all
Father,
the
Lord,
glory. We
tonight,
give you all the
Jesus.
honor. We
And
give
so
you
we
all the
pour the
praise.
cup of cross, the
Hallelujah. We
full
will not
total
reject the
adoration of your
man.
name.
Oh, hallelujah. And we command
We
our soul.
praise you,
We command our
Jesus.
mind. We
God.
command our entire
Hallelujah.
body to praise
Glory to
God.
your name,
to
God.
Is all your will.
Hallelujah.
And so lift your cup and to
you.
Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
He is God outside yourself. And there is none
Jesus.
Like
Jesus.
You, Hallelujah.
Mighty God,
you,
mighty God, it's all
praise
from
you,
you
Almighty God. I
yes,
praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I magnify your name because you are worthy of praise. My God Almighty, we praise you tonight, Lord. We lift our hands and we praise
Hallelujah.
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, Lord, as we invite
Jesus.
your presence tonight,
oh, Lord,
we invite you in our midst tonight, my God. And Lord, as we write this
Hallelujah.
Thing, and as we
Jesus.
Say to you tonight, where
Hallelujah.
You lead us, we will follow.
Yes,
we
God.
Will
follow,
Lord.
Father, that we will heal
thank
in our strength,
Jesus.
Our bodies. Oh, God, and let you take full
oh,
control.
God.
And let
Hallelujah.
You lead
yes,
us,
Lord.
Father,
yes,
because
Lord.
You are the way and you know the way.
Yes.
And so, Lord, you know where you're taking your people because
yes.
you have the plan. You have the blueprint, mighty God. And you lead, mighty God, beside still waters.
Yes.
Oh, God Almighty, you lead us, oh God, to green pastures. You lead us, oh God Almighty. And so tonight, God, help us just to follow you and keep our eyes on you, mighty God of heaven. My God, you said in the last days, the righteous shall be righteous still. The filthy shall be filthy still. The unjust shall be unjust still. And so, God, tonight we pray in the
Jesus,
name of Jesus,
Jesus
that we will be counted among the righteous, that there will be righteous still in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We have to heal in our bodies
Hallelujah.
And our soul.
Yes,
oh,
God
Almighty, and allow
name.
You to lead us. Oh, God, heaven, that we will be able to stand.
Jesus.
Oh, God, and that we will continue to keep our eyes upon you. Father,
Hallelujah.
Have your way tonight and let your will be done. For thine is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom.
Yes,
yours
Lord.
Is the power.
Hallelujah.
Yours is the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we give it out up to you tonight that you will have your way
have
in
your
the
way,
name
Jesus.
Of
have your
Jesus.
Way,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can I hear God's people praising in the house tonight?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God, for your love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My
praise.
God, because you
Hallelujah.
Deserve the
we thank
praise,
the Lord.
You deserve
we
the
could have been
honor,
otherwise
and you
minded,
deserve the
but you, oh
glory.
God,
Hallelujah.
Have us
we
here at a
bless your
time
name.
Like
We
this.
bless
Thank
your name.
You,
We bless your
Jesus.
Name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We shall back your name tonight,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We glorify you tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We glorify you tonight, Lord.
We bless
oh, God
your name.
Almighty, lift us in our different spaces, mighty God. Take up residence. My
charge,
God, may we feel
Jesus.
Your presence. Your anointing, my God,
God.
Present in our different spaces, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Can you turn right quick with me to Psalm 91? And we read a few verses there. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thanks.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have breath tonight. We are alive. We are well. Ah, and the whole duty of man is to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Mighty God tonight. And so as we gather, we are going to bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. I read Psalm 91. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. My God Almighty, the word of God say, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. The word of the Lord said, only with thine eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord. And this is so because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall not evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he had set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My God Almighty, the promises of God. And we see here in Psalm 91 where it tells us, and all these that comes after, he said, if we dwell, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My God, we shall do our part, then the Lord do his part. As we have already been taught in previous Bible studies, there are conditions. And my God, the word of God said, if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Some people just want to run under shadow, but it is not so. We have to do our part in order for us to abide, in order for us to stay. We have to do what we have to do, and that is to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. My God, he said, I will say of the Lord. Come on now. We have to say, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. There are conditions, as we were taught before. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Brethren, I encourage us tonight that we stay with the Lord. Don't matter the hardship. Don't matter what the enemy brings. Doesn't matter the snare. Doesn't matter the fowler. Doesn't matter whatever comes. I implore us tonight that we stay with the Lord. My God, in this trying time, in this testing time, my goodness, my God, we should stay with the Lord and allow the Lord to direct us. Allow the Lord to lead us. Allow the Lord to fight for us. Allow the Lord to defend us. Let us stay with him. Let us trust in him. And let him keep us under the shadow of his wing. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. My God, where we stay with the Lord, my God Almighty, where we allow him to lead us. As the psalm said, where he lead, we will follow. When we do all of that, my God, he said, we shall call upon him, God, and he said, he will answer. And I will be with him in trouble. That means we are going to have trouble, brethren. But the Lord said he will be with us in the trouble. My God Almighty. Lord, why me? Why me have to be going through this? Why this happening to me? I love you. I'm serving you. I'm living for you. I'm working with you. And yet still all of this are happening. He said that he will be with us in trouble. He was in trouble with the Hebrew boys in the fire. He was there in the den. Almighty God,
hallelujah.
Daniel. And so he promised that he will be with us. But we are to stay with him. We are to abide, mighty God, in him. We are to dwell in him and allow him to defend us. Allow him to be with us because trouble is going to come. My God, sin costs everything. So we are going to have trouble, my God Almighty. But he said that he will be with us. He said, I will deliver him and I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He will give us long life, brethren, and he will show us his saving grace. So let us stay with him and allow him to lead us. And as the songwriter said, we go with him through the garden. We go with him through the judgment. And at the end of it all, he will give us grace and he will give us glory. So let us continue to live for the Lord. Don't be dismayed, oh God of heaven. If we should stop to look at the different things that are happening around us and to us as God's wonderful people, then we say, God, where are you? But let us continue because he promised to be there. He promised to be with us. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And yes, if we do our part. And so tonight, let us continue to live for the Lord. Let us continue to stay in him and let him stay in us. And then we will be able to be victorious. Can we sing again? I'm not a good singer, I know, brethren, so sing with me. Praise God. Can we sing again? 13 from the same redemption. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storm of doubts and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in his blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ make free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of Christ my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bow to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. And so as we continue to stand on the promises of God, they are firm, they are true, and therefore stand forever. My God, he's not going to take back one of his promises to us. His promises are to us. They are faithful and true, and they will live forever. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Bow your head with me while I do pray at this time. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you our glory tonight, God. We thank you that you are from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you that you never fail, you never lose a battle. We thank you that you are our Redeemer and friend. And so, Lord, as we come to you tonight, lifting up holy hands, worshiping you, mighty God, we pray, divine God, that you will be in our midst. We pray that you will bless us, mighty God, as we come. We pray, divine God, that everything, mighty God, that I've said and done thus far, we pray that you will be glorified in it, Lord. We pray that what is left to come, mighty God, the word and other presenters, you pray tonight, we pray tonight, God, that you will bless indeed, that you will touch, mighty God, that you will clear the atmosphere, that you will clear the way, mighty God. And so, God, as your people worship tonight, we pray that we worship from a sincere heart, because your word tells us that ye that worship you must do so in spirit and in truth, because God, you are a spirit, and you seek it such to worship you. So tonight, God, bless us, keep us, be with us, mighty God, as we leave everything entirely into your hands. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Brethren, I just want to pause to say hearty welcome to each and every one of us. As we are here tonight, let us continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Let us continue to worship him. Let us continue to look to him. Let us have an expectation, because when we send the praises up, then the blessing will come down. As our sister Camille prayed earlier, that we'll turn our cups up, that we will receive from the hands of the Lord. There's nowhere that Jesus went where he was not doing good. And if he's in our midst tonight, we know that he have a blessing for each and every one of us. A word, mighty God, something that he will lay on us, that will take them, put them on the table of our hearts, that we'll be able to live off them and grow in grace and in glory. God bless you tonight, brethren. It was a pleasure of mine doing the first leg, and I will now hand over right back to our dear sister Camille in care of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's open this time for real. To God be the glory. Good evening again, saints of God. We bless
good
the
evening,
Lord.
Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord for
good
another
evening, sis.
Opportunity tonight to get into his presence.
Amen.
We are hungry because God has released a word. Yes, the carrier is here.
Amen.
Deposited in the spirit of our dear elder who will be leading us out into our Bible study tonight. And so before she comes, can we just join in agreement and just stretch your hands towards her and just make some declarations over her as she gets ready to come and to pour in the name of Jesus. I declare
fresh anointing, fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, empowered, Holy Spirit, and praise. We come against spirit of fear and doubt. We come against every mind, body, and spirit, that will keep, mighty God, and fear that when we not, or tonight we pray in the name of Jesus.
Even know
God,
the God, even know. Has taken a life hold from the
earth,
on their lips,
in
and
the name
speak
of Jesus.
As the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
I declare that Jeremiah,
that's
when
the name of Jesus.
Speak, you will
Hallelujah.
Feel as though the fire of God is shut up in your bones, in the name of
My
Jesus
God.
Christ. Jesus. And the word that will be released
Hallelujah.
From tonight will divide and
Hallelujah.
Thunder,
Hallelujah.
Oh God Almighty, every situation
Hallelujah.
That is brought on this platform, and it shall be made manifest. We shall have testimonies before this meeting is over. It shall be with a difference, unusual, a mighty move of the Spirit
mighty
of living
God.
God. We shall be feeling fulfilled
Jesus,
and
Jesus,
edified
Jesus.
As you chose and anointed.
Hallelujah,
God.
Mighty God.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
And Almighty God will return
Hallelujah.
To give you glory, honor,
Jesus.
And praise in
Jesus.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless
Hallelujah.
God. I believe we are ready, and I know that the Holy Spirit is ready. So to lead us into our study tonight, we have Elder Edwards, one of our leaders on the platform, one of our matriarchs of the ministry. We bless
Hallelujah.
God for her presence, for her contribution to this ministry. And as she comes, I implore you tonight, put away, Sister Nadine started by saying, put away everything that would distract you. And I just want to add to that. This is the time that we are giving unto Almighty God. Let us be intentional about it. Because we want to receive from God, you know. We don't want to show up here casually and it's just Thursday night as usual. Amen. We want to feel fed. Amen.
Yeah.
But it requires
yeah.
your undivided attention. Put some away. You know, lock the room door if you need to. Allow persons to wait a bit. It's now time to get intimate with the Holy Spirit and with
Amen.
God as elder present. Amen. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Get your book
Amen.
And your pencil or your pen in Jesus' name. Elder Edwards, over to you, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sister, come in.
Hallelujah.
I agree with you. Get your books and your pencils. And while you're getting your book and your pencils, get your Bibles. I love the feel of the physical Bible in my hand. But those of us who are not in a position to get that physical Bible, get whatever kind of Bible that is in your possession. Just get your books and get your Bibles. And while you're getting it, let us just speak in the atmosphere tonight. The promises. We are going to look on the promises of God, but let us saturate the atmosphere, my God, by saying God is faithful and his promises are true. So
yes.
Run and get your Bibles. And while you get them, let us just repeat this. God is faithful and his promises are true. God is
faithful
and his promises are true. God is
faithful,
hallelujah, and his promises are true. God is
faithful,
and his promises are true. You are a faithful God, and your promises are true. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I get a kind of excitement when it's Thursday. Does anybody share that? My God, because it's a time when come together as saints of God. And I joined Sister Nadine, as she said earlier, I like the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's
God,
wonderful
God.
People. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good evening, saints. My God. First, let me acknowledge the presence of the Lord who is with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Nadine, for such a lovely devotion.
Yeah,
I also want to acknowledge Sister Camille, who is the head of this house. My God, God is the heavenly head, but Sister Camille is our leader. So I just want to acknowledge her presence. I want to acknowledge all deacons, all leaders, all ministers who are visiting with us, the saints of God. I just want to recognize you tonight as we worship the Lord together. Amen. So I assume that we all have our Bibles with us. If you still haven't had it, Remember, we are doing the promises of God. And we don't want to be like the foolish virgin, because they were not equipped. They could not enter into that promise to dine with the bridegroom. So get your books and let us delve into the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been reflecting on the theme, the promises of God. And as our previous speakers would have shared with us, God's promises are numerous and can be found in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Tonight, we continue to look at these promises. We look under the sub-theme, God is faithful to his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We have also learned that as believers, the fulfillment of these promises are accessible to us. Amen. Once we have the faith, once we believe in God, then these promises are accessible to us. Our former speakers, Deacon Scott, would have shared with us of the promises of God and would have encouraged us to use them as affirmation, declaring them over our lives and circumstances. Hallelujah. Encouraging ourselves Hallelujah. In them. And while we speak these declarations over our lives, we are to live in them and believe them. Hallelujah. Just to recap a few. And before I actually recap, does anybody want to share any of the affirmations that stand out and live with you and you have been speaking it in your lives? You can go ahead now if you have any that you want to share with us right now. Nobody? Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Deacon, you want to remind us of one of them, one or two?
Yes, sis. Yes, we mentioned a few affirmations, and we would have said that we're lining up ourselves with the affirmation, and we say we are above and not beneath.
Amen.
You know, we affirm, we're lined up with that we are above and not beneath. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, we're going to say we are above and not beneath. You know, we'd have said that we're going to be strong no matter what. You know, the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
You know, and we affirm it that he is our strength. We affirm it. So before we even leave out in the mornings, going out on the road or wherever we're going to go, we'd have gone into the mirror and we'd look in the mirror and said, I am a victor. In the name of Jesus, we affirm to ourselves that we're a victor and not a victim, despite what we had been through yesterday, or despite what we have been through over the night, despite whatever dreams we may have that doesn't line up. We're going to look into the mirror and said, we are a victor and not a victim. You know, we're going to say when we come up on testing and trials, we're going to affirm that the enemy is defeated, is under our feet, is under our feet. So we're going to stand in that liberty to know that we are the called of God. So we're going to affirm to ourselves that we are the called out of God. And what we are going through now is just a shadow. You know, whatever we may be faced with today is just a shadow. We know that we are ultimately victorious. You know, so no storm clouds not going to rock our ship, because we know that we stand not by ourselves, and we're going to affirm that we are not alone, but heaven host is with us.
Amen.
We are not our own self. We are being bought with a price, and we're going to affirm that we are expensive people.
Hallelujah.
We're not no cheap, dibby dibby people that succumb to every little thing that the enemy would whisper into our ears. But we're going to say, we're going to affirm that we have the power of Almighty God. We're going to affirm that when we speak the name of Jesus, something must happen because he has given us the authority. Amen. So we would have there's a bunch of things that we would have affirmed, and they're just
Hallelujah.
as I speak of them now, it's just like enlightening me to give me power over circumstances that would seem like it want to crumble down on me. You know, I can speak to it know that knowing that I have the God will never leave me nor forsake me. And whatever I am in, he knows about it. And he give me the
Amen.
victory again and again. My sister, you take
Amen.
over before. You
We bless
take
the
over, my
Lord.
sister.
We bless
Bless
the
the Lord.
Lord.
Bless the
We
Lord.
bless the
Bless.
Lord. A few that I have recapped. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. That 1 John 5, verse 13. I have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 16. I have received the revelation of wisdom, Ephesians 1 and verse 17 to 18. I know that we have written them somewhere, so I encourage us just to reach for them and just to speak them. Make those affirmations over your life as you go about your daily, the dailiness of life. Sister Camille, another speaker, on the other hand, would have walked us through the conditional and unconditional promises of God, reminding us that while God's promises are opened to us, there are some that we can only access when we are accountable to certain conditions. Unconditional promise, she told us or taught us, are promises of God that will be fulfilled regardless of humans' action. Genesis 9:11, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters, my God. So this is an unconditional promise. The conditional promises are divine assurances that depends on a specific condition being met, typically a human action or choice before the promise must be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Now, this condition must be met before the promise is being made manifested in our lives. Does anybody want to share anything else? Any takeaway that stays with us as Sister Camille presented? Praise God. All right, so tonight we continue to look at God's promises to mankind while focusing on, as I said earlier, on the theme, God is faithful to his promises. Now, it is undeniable that God is faithful and is faithful to all his promises and is faithful from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to repeat that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is undeniable that God is faithful. Amen. And is faithful to all his promises and is faithful from generation to generation. So once he made a
Amen.
Promise, he will take it. He will honor it, not only to the person who he is making the promise to, but it will go to the generations that will follow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he was faithful to Abraham. Anybody remember that? He was faithful to Isaac, then to Jacob. He was faithful to Joseph. He was faithful to our grandparents, great, 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 great grandparents. He was faithful to our parents. He is faithful to you and to me. And he will be faithful to our fourth and fifth generation and all the descendants to come. He is faithful to his promise. Isaiah 46 and verse 3 clearly states his faithfulness in this conditional promise to the entire house of Jacob. Isaiah 43, hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 43. To Isaiah 46, I'm sorry. We will be reading this. So it's Isaiah 46. Let me make sure I have that clear. Yes, Isaiah 46. Now, he said in verse 3 to 4, he said, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age. I am he, and even to whore hears will I carry you." Hallelujah. He said, "I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you." Is anybody seeing faithfulness in this? Hallelujah. Yeah,
praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now God made this promise at a time when the Israelites were tempted to waver between the Lord God Almighty and pagan gods. My God. While I read, as I was preparing, the conviction of the enormity of God's love and faithfulness to us, even in disobedience and rebelliousness, was made so clear. Hallelujah to me. It was overwhelming sense of God. When I read the word of God and the realization struck me, my God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said before you go into the womb, he was faithful. My God. Hallelujah. We glorify God today. Hallelujah. And he said,
God,
if we just hearken unto him, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify God. He said, even to your old age, I am he. And even to whore hears will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. When his heart goes out, my God Almighty, to the children of Israel, they were at a point where they were torn between serving God, the God who delivers, the God who set free, the God who worked miracles, the God who was with them, my God Almighty. Ah, hallelujah. Even in their disobedience, he's faithful to them. And so tonight, saints of God, I have asked you to take out your Bible, the word of God. And I'm going to ask you just to join me as we read Isaiah 46. My God. My God, we will be reading the entire chapter tonight. This is Bible study. So we are going to be reading the word of God. It says, verse 1, Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. He said, they stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. My God Almighty. Now, Bel and Nebo, these are the gods of the Babylonians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to worship God tonight. My God Almighty. Now, Bel and Nebo, these are the Babylonian gods. Bel meaning Lord. So he was the head god, the chief god. And Nebo meaning the prophet. So you see, they have a clique, the head and then Nebo, who is the prophet, my God Almighty. God was saying to the children of Israel, these are the gods that you are torn between worshiping either them or me. He said they cannot help themselves because Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. My God, these idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. The carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Now, this is the verse that really had me. Verse 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age. Hallelujah. I am he, and even to whore hears will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. So God was speaking to the remnants, those who still had faith in him, those who were still hanging on. They may be torn, but probably the majority, hallelujah, of their conviction was still with God. So he was speaking to them. He was speaking to the whole host, but the remnant of the host he mentioned in verse 3. Hallelujah. He was crying out to them. Hallelujah. He said, to whom will he liken me, man, and make me equal and compare me, that we may be like? To who? To gods that are burdening the beast, and they can't even deliver themselves from captivity. They can't even ease the burden. My God, that is the God that they want to compare our God, our almighty God to.
Mighty.
Those are the God that they want to make equal with him. He said they lavish gold. He said, this is how he was saying that they have made these gods. He said they lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a gold cement. My God. And he maketh it a God. They fall down. Yeah, they worship. Look at what they are worshiping. My God. He said they bear him up on the shoulder, then carry that the God upon the shoulder. My God, they carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth, that the God can't even move by himself. They must carry him upon his shoulder. My God, he said, from his place shall he not remove. He can't move once they put him down. He cannot be removed. Hallelujah. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Hallelujah.
Mighty.
I cry unto him. I am reminded here. Hallelujah. 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 When the servant of God, Elijah, was up on Mount Carmel, and he teased those people. He said, call unto your gods the more. He said, probably he must sleep. Just cry a little harder. Hallelujah. Now these gods, they can't help. They can't save nobody. He said, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, all he transgressions. He said, remember the former things of old, for I am God. He said, remember the things of old, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, my God Almighty. He was saying to the children of Israel, you know, forgot the captivity in Egypt. Hallelujah. When I sent Moses, my servant, to deliver you. He said, no, forgot about me, the God who, when I send plagues upon Egypt, none come nigh you. Hallelujah. He said, no, forgot, say, I brought you through the Red Sea, and I caused Pharaoh and his chariots and his men to become extinct. He said, no, forgot, say, me making a walk through the dry, the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And dry land. My God Almighty, he turned sea into highways. My God, my God Almighty. And yet still you are torn between choosing, hallelujah, between that God and me. What a faithful God. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. This is what our God does. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Our God, verse 11, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. He said, hearken to me. Hallelujah. He's stout-hearted. Hallelujah. Jesus, that are far from righteousness. He said, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Hallelujah. What a love. What a love, my God Almighty. And as he make this conditional promise, he's saying unto them, hearken unto me. That's all they have to do. Hearken unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I would also like us to turn to chapter 43.
Ella, before you go, can I just quickly comment as we find chapter 43? I was just looking at my translation for verse 4. I think you said something, even unto your old age, but mine said, even unto old age and gray hair. You know, when you think of from the womb to gray hair, that's your entire life, you know, from the womb, that's
right.
Before you were born, from your just substance until gray hair, as in to the point where God would have promised you what, 70 and 10. That's when the gray hair, that's your entire life. And he's saying, I will sustain you and rescue you. And that would have been a promise right there. You know, give assurance to know, you know, no matter how old I get, you know, when children are growing up, when they get to a certain age, they're out of parents. What you call it now? You can't talk to them again because they've reached adulthood. And I would not necessarily like you can't talk to them, but their decision now is not what you say. Like, I make decisions for my son now. But as he grows older, and he begins to make his own decisions. And so I'm no longer able to make that decision for him. You know, I'm no longer responsible for him. He's responsible for himself. But this promise now is saying to us that, you know, we don't outgrow Jesus, you know, where it doesn't matter where we are in our life. He's going to be with us. He's going to carry us. He's going to sustain us. So at that point, I can't look to my mother for sustenance anymore. I have, or my father, I have to go out and work and earn money to take care of myself and take care of my family. But with God, we never get to that place where we are on our own. You know, we're always dependent on him, resting in him, knowing that he's going to sustain us and carry us through. All right.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to add.
Thank you, Sister Camille. Faithful God. Faithful God, even before we were born to old age, to gray hair. My translation, Sister Camille, would have said hoar hairs, which actually means gray hair. My God, what a God. What a God. And so I just want for us to just jump over to chapter 43. Hallelujah. Where we look at some more of the promises of God and his faithfulness. At this point, I'm going to ask for some readers. Hallelujah, voluntary readers. We're going to be reading chapter 43 again in its entirety as we did with 46. So I'm going to ask somebody to read for me verses 1 to 5. And then I'll ask another reader to read from verse 6 to 13. That's two readers, one from 14 to 22, and then another reader from 23 to the end. I'll ask our first reader just to read for us now. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 5.
Bless the Lord. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. 5. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thee thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west.
Praise God. Praise God. So as our sister read, can anybody identify any promise at all, whether conditional or unconditional, in this reading, verses 1 to 5?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Meaning when you're going through the rough time, when you're climbing up the rough side of the mountain, you need not fear because he is with thee. He said, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. So it doesn't matter the situation you're going through. He is with you. He will never allow the waters to overflow thee. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, my God, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Imagine going through the fire, just walking through the fire, just moving through the fire, and not one of your hair is singed. You shall not be burned. If this is not a promise of God, tell me what is a promise.
My God. What kind of promise do we see coming out of that promise? I think we have to step up a bit, Sister Marva, to verse 1. And then we will be able to decide what kind of promise we see coming out. Verse 1 says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." And so he continued to speak in verse 2. What kind of promise do we see coming out of these verses?
I think this is an unconditional promise.
Anybody else?
I think it's conditional. I think they have a part to play. It says, for my translation, it says, "But know, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you." That was my first verse. Listen to the Lord who created you. And then it also says, do not be afraid. It sounds to me like, you know, he's commanding them to do something. So they too have a part to play. And you see, just when you're not afraid, what going to happen? You're going to go through the waters, but I'm going to be with you.
Yes. So I would like to agree with Sister Camille, because I went back to verse 1 in order for us to see clearly that it is a conditional promise. Our translation says, fear not. That would be the condition. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. He said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. So it's a conditional promise. And the condition for us is that we fear not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else?
Amen. Praise God.
Okay, so we'll go on to the second reader, verses 6 to 12. Can I have
six
a
to 12.
Here?
I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servants, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me There was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Bless the Lord.
Verse 12, Deacon Scott.
I have declared, and I have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, here are my witnesses, saith the Lord. I am the Lord, I am God.
Praise God. Praise God. Do we see any promises in this section of reading? Well, for me, I did not see any promises, but I see the faithfulness of God and his love, for us. Hallelujah. And so I will ask our third reader, verse 14 to 22, please.
I think it's from verse 13, Elder.
Well then, our witnesses say the Lord has God. Yea, before the yes, let that person start reading from verse 13, please.
Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they're extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself, they shall shew forth my praise. 22 and last. But thou hast called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Portion of the word of the Lord.
My hallelujah. And so verse 18 says, remember he not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Sorry about that. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall he not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. My God. What a promise. What a promise. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is to, he said, remember he not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said he will do a new thing. Just put that aside. Don't think about that. Hallelujah. He said, I will do a new thing. My God, all we have to do is to live up to our condition, and then we'll be able to reap God's promises. Can I have my next reader now, please? 23 to the end.
You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with incense. You have not brought me aromatic cane with silver, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am the one. I sweep away your transgressions for my own sake and remember your sins no more. Remind me, let's argue the case together. Recount the facts so that you may be vindicated. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have rebelled against me. So I defiled the officers of the sanctuary and set Jacob apart for destruction and Israel for scorn.
My God. What translation did you use, my sister? My reader, I'm not sure who it is. What
What was
translation?
that?
What translation did you use?
I use the the Christian Standard Bible.
Okay, we bless the Lord. So we thank God for his word tonight in Isaiah 43. And I just want to look at Isaiah 42, verses 6 and verses 6 to 9. And it reads, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I want to read verse 9. It said, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. He is a faithful God. His promises are true. His promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
And so the Lord has laid on my heart tonight just to share with us a testimony. My God. So at the last Bible study, I had shared how I was at the point of giving up. And then the Lord, hallelujah, would have sent a man of God to me. And he made me a promise. And I am living in that promise today. Hallelujah. Now, before that encounter, there was a time sense of God when I had actually given up. I had thrown the towel. My God. Hallelujah. While we traverse this earth, we know that it is temporary. But there are some things that the Lord would have blessed us with for our comfort while we are on this journey. Amen. So even though it may be materialistic things, we need them. So my desire was to own a house and to travel. My God. The system was so bad. The situation was so bad. The work, I usually work, and as my mother would usually say, the thing is just from hand to mouth. Well, for that work, it wasn't even coming to mouth. My God, it wasn't reaching the mouth. And so I was so despaired. And I told myself that I am not going to own a house. And I am not going to be able to travel. You know, in those days, or even now, in Jamaica, for those people who have not yet traveled, the desire is to see the US, to see what is there. Because those who have already traveled would have led you to say everything over there. Everything there is. So you want to go and see. So that was one of my desire. However, at this point in my life, saints of God, I had given up. I said, I am not going to travel and I am not going to own a house. I remember one day being on the job and I felt so terrible. And it just keep ringing in my ears that I am not going to achieve. I will not achieve. And so I just slam that door on my desire, slam it locked. And when I slam it locked, I turned the key and I didn't even look where I threw the key. I just threw that key away because I said, this is never going to happen. It will never happen. Believe me, saints of God. That was how I felt at the moment. And when I locked the door and I see that it is locked and I don't have the key, hallelujah, I said, but people can pick lock. And so I said, I start kneeling. That is how I am kneeling my desire. I start kneeling the door, kneel it from one side. And when I look the concrete side, I use the concrete nail to kneel that side because that door was so shut. I am not going to own a house and I am not going to travel. My God, at that day, my shoulder sag and my chin touched my chest. That was how I felt at the time. And hallelujah, mighty God. God is faithful and his promises are true. You know, before I continue, I just want to make something clear. In the law of insurance, motor vehicle insurance, whenever there's an accident and your car would have been wrecked, the loss adjuster would have to come up with one of two findings. Either if your vehicle is damaged beyond repair, it's a total loss. And it is deemed an unrepairable salvage. Amen. On the other hand, if the impact was in such a way that the vehicle can be repaired, then it would be deemed a partial loss or a repairable salvage. I want you to bear that in mind, hallelujah, while I go into my testimony. And so I locked the door and I said, I am going to be living in a rent house until I die and I will never set foot on a plane. And saints of God, hallelujah, I tell you, it wasn't even 1 week after that I got a phone call. And I got a phone call from a friend. This friend, while I was giving up, while I was throwing in the towel, while I was kneeling my desire, I was journeying with her. She was going through a rough time. And so I was journeying with her. I would encourage her. I would pray with her. I would believe heaven for her, that God is going to deliver her. Hallelujah. Mighty God. And she called me. It wasn't even a week. She called and she said, Yuli, you know, I've been thinking, what if I assist you with your visa and you come and spend some time with me? I said to myself, you've been thinking. I said, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, mighty God. I said, Jesus, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I call out to my God, he says, Elder, while you should be living your Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 moment, you are giving up, you are throwing in the towel. He said, you should be trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. You should not be leaning to your own understanding.
Hallelujah.
In all your ways, you should be acknowledging him because he will direct thy path. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. And so the visa coming. My God, the visa came into play. And so, hallelujah, what I thought, hallelujah, could never happen. God says, I am God, and there is none other. There is none like me. I will provide for you. I am your Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I am your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He said, I will heal you from the situation, and I will provide for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Saints of God, that was the visa. My God,
hallelujah,
that was the visa.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints, my God Almighty, Jesus, I say to you, God spoke to my spirit and he said, Leader, Elder, you remember that I had promised Abraham, hallelujah, that he would be fathers to many nations. He said, you think you fall into that genealogy? My God Almighty, Jesus, he said, you think you fall into that genealogy? Genesis 17, verse 5, he said, I have made that promise to your forefather, Abraham, hallelujah, that he will be fathers of many nations. He said, I also made him a promise, another promise. Hallelujah. He said, Genesis 15 and verse 8, my God, he had promised him that his descendant would inherit the land of Canaan, that promised land. My God Almighty. He said, you know, think you one of the descendant. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God Almighty. He said, you remember, Elder, when Moses go down to Egypt, hallelujah, and release the children of Israel. He said, you remember, say, he start them out, hallelujah, on the path to achieving that promise. He died on the way, and so Joshua overtook them. He said, Elder, my God, he said, Joshua carried them across the Jordan. My God Almighty, hallelujah. And after they entered the promised land, and after many battles, my God, first of all, they tear down the walls of Jericho and access. My God Almighty, after that, Ai, they come into contact with Ai. Some they lost, but God gave them victory in the end. Hallelujah. He said they were victorious, and so that land was given to them. He said, Brother Joshua, hallelujah, Jesus. He said, Brother Joshua has sheared up the land. He said, Elder, it's time for you to walk into your Joshua 18 and 19 moment. He said, you know, say, Elder, one piece of land he did it where your title, where your name depend the title. My God Almighty. He said, woman of God, step in. Hallelujah. Walk into your breakthrough. He said, access the land, mighty God. He said, a piece of land, you walk past it, you go, you come, you from you were a child. He said, you never know, say, your name depend a piece of title there. He said, access your land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, bow to
hallelujah.
You are an unrepairable salvage. He said, Eulalie Bligin Edwards is my repairable salvage. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that this is Bible study. My God. Somebody may be saying, why is Elder preaching? But right now, saints of God, I'm living my Jeremiah moment. Because when you come to teach, if the Holy Ghost say preach, my God Almighty, if you don't,
hallelujah,
it will be like the fire shut up in your bones. And so I will do as the Lord has commanded me. He says, step in, walk in, access your land, mighty God. People of God, I tell you that after that piece of land, he said, Elder, you remember, say one time, me did send one little man, can tell you, my God Almighty, say, me will make a path in the wilderness, and I will cause rivers to flow in dry places. I hope you're following the promises that God is using me to share with you tonight. He say, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, it's your Isaiah 43, verse 19, moment. He said, I will make a path in the wilderness. He said, forget the former things. Hallelujah. He said, I will make a path in the wilderness, and I will cause rivers to flow, mighty God, in dry places.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, mighty God, it's time for an overflow. He said, construction time, Elder Edwards, it's construction time, but you give up on house, but you give up on farin. I am God. I am your God. Hallelujah. I am faithful. All my promises are yes and amen. He said, since as you keep your condition, because you forget the former things, hallelujah, it's time for me to cause rivers to flow, my God, in your desert place. And I tell you, people of God, I glorify God tonight, because there was one day, hallelujah, when I lived my Ecclesiastes moment, when I said, when he said, lift your hands with your hearts unto God who is in heaven. I remember one day a sister called me and she said, Yuli, I'm looking at a mini mansion, at a mini castle. Who could it be but God, mighty God? I share this with you, my brothers and sisters, not to show off that I have a house, not to show off that I am now living in the U.S. My God, the same one who give up, say, me not touch, no, put no foot pan, no plane. My God, I am now living in the U.S. I mean, not show off, say, me have a house, but I'm showing you tonight, I'm sharing with you to let you know that God is faithful to his promises, and his promises are true. So when you're going through some situation, don't give up. Don't give in. You're God's army, and we're bound to win. Mighty God, just hold on to God. Just trust in him. Hold to his unchanging hands, knowing that he's a God who shifts situation. He's a God who pulls you from situation. One song man says, when he reached down his hands for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. My God, he can pull you out of that situation. Don't give up, and don't be like Elder Edwards, because your shoulder is sagged and your chin to touch your chest. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, sense of God. No lean to your own understanding. No say, me now go do this, and me now go do that, because God is God, and he loves you with that deeper and conditional love. There's no condition to the love that God has for us, his people. My God Almighty, tonight I urge us to stand in the promises of God. My God, hallelujah. I encourage us that when the situation seems grim, hold on by a thread. If it's even a thin thread, hold on. Hallelujah. Because God, he's a God of time. My God. Sometimes we take things up into our hands and we lose out on our blessings because we did not allow the Lord to have his way. My God. He said he will be with you. Hallelujah. Mighty God, I bless the name of Jesus tonight. And so, saints of God, I just want to encourage you to continue to read the word of God. Find the promises of God in the Bible. If there are conditions to it, make sure you enforce it in your life. Mighty God, hallelujah. And so I encourage us to adhere to the promises of God. Stick fast, believe in him, and follow the practices. Stand up to your end of the bargain, trusting and relying on God's word, even when difficulties. My God, Hebrews 10, verse 23, and Romans 4, 20 to 22, encourages us to rely on the promises of God. I also want to say to us, cultivate faith. My God, while actively seeking him in prayer, and live in accordance to his word so that his promises can become active, manifested in your life. Hebrews 6, verse 17 to 18 encourages us to do so. And I want to say to you the third point. Let us rest in the promises of God, trusting in God's faithfulness, relying on his promises, and finding peace in God's word, living by faith and in his truth. Mighty God, can we praise the Lord tonight? Can we release our mic and just worship? Hallelujah. 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 I worship.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your
Hallelujah.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Worthy.
Yes, there are yes. And amen.
Jesus.
Glorify you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are
thank you, Jesus.
Promises, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Like
you will never fail in love.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory and honor
of Jesus. My God, what a mighty God, faithful God. I want us to read the book of Isaiah, and you'll find out how deeply faithful God faithfulness is to us. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. His love is deep, it's wide. My God, one verse in the Bible says, nothing can separate us from his love because his love for us is so great. My God. And so tonight as I leave, I just want to leave a few verses of the Bible that I encourage us to write down and just to read in your time and space. I'm sure we have our papers with us and our books. And so I'll just start. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9 and 10. Please write them down. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Psalm 145, verse 13. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 13.
Ella, Ella.
I'm going too fast.
Yes, please.
Sorry, where are you?
Deuteronomy.
It's Psalm 145 and verse 13. Where are you, sis?
I'm putting it in the chat for those who aren't as quick. But I didn't get the first one, and I didn't hear what you said for Deuteronomy.
Okay, so the first one is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9 and 10. And Deuteronomy 7, 9.
1, verse 9 and 10. And the Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy is 7 and 9. 7, verse 9.
All right, you can continue.
2 Timothy 2 and verse 13. 1 John 1 and verse 9. Philippians 4 and verse 19. And Psalm 9 and verse 4. I trust that we will read the word of God and we will come back to our next Bible study with a testimony, my God, from the word of God. Hallelujah. God is faithful and his promises are true. Sister Camille, can you find the song that says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart? And let us pray it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Finding it just a second. Hallelujah.
Recording in progress.
Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledging.
All right. So anyway, my drummer came to me and said, sing this scripture. And then the scripture was Proverbs 3. And it said, all right. Come on, let's go for it. We got to find some energy. Come on.
The vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me will forever be fruitful indeed. I am the way, the truth and the light. No one gets to the Father except that he comes through me. Oh, let not mercy and truth.
It's Proverbs 3, verse 5, song, Sister Camille.
Sister Kenesha, Sister Chantal, anyone of you available to play it, please?
Could you repeat the song for me? Sorry.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he.
Direct thy
standing, trusting, trusting, and He shall direct thy
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God and Father, we give you thanks that you are God. Father, help us to trust you and allow you to direct our path. We thank you, Almighty God, that you are a faithful God. We thank you, Lord God, that your awesome presence has been with us. Father God, I pray tonight that it will touch the hearts and the minds of your people who are present here on this platform in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Let your Holy Spirit rest upon each and every one of us, mighty God. Mm-hmm. I pray, God, that you will touch tonight, that you will heal, that you will deliver, that you will set loose. Father God, some of us are at the brink of giving up. Some of us are so perplexed, mighty God, because the enemy has trapped us. But tonight, God, I declare a loosing over your people in the name of Jesus, because you are God and there is none like unto you. You were God of our foreparents and you are still God. You are that God who made the promises from from Genesis to Revelation in your word, God, and you are faithful to all of them. Mighty yes. God, help us that those promises that goes with conditions, that we will stand up to our end of the bargain so that your purpose can be fulfilled in us. My God, some of us may be weary. Some of us, God Almighty, exhausted. My God, so pressured, my God, by the things of this world. But tonight I pray, God, that you will touch, you will heal, you will deliver, you will loose your people. Father God, I thank you for this night. And I thank you for this, my God, prayer portal to Heaven Ministries International. Yes. May your awesome presence continue to abide with us. May we grow, God Almighty, from story to story, while God Almighty, you receive your glory. Mighty God, I pray that you will continue to be with us. I pray that you will inspire the leaders, that you will touch each individual. My God, I give to you tonight the unsaved, and I pray, God, that you will breathe upon them the breath of life. Mighty God, I pray that you will whisper into their ears, God, and they will hear your voice, hearken unto you and open the door of their hearts so that you can enter in. My God, there are some of us who are going through our Ezekiel 37 experiences, but God, we are reminded of that promise. Mighty God, the condition in the promise is that we should prophesy over our situations. Yeah. And so tonight, God, I pray that some of us will prophesy over our dry bones moment. Mighty God, some of the bones, as Ezekiel tell us, some of the bones in our situations are so dry, it's as if it will not come alive. But you are the God who speak life. Mighty God, help us to prophesy over our situation. And you, God, will cause snooze to come upon them. You will cause flesh to grow upon them. You will breathe breath into them, and they will come alive in the name of Jesus. Touch your hearts everywhere, God, while I surrender each individual into your hands, and we call it done. God, help us to read your word.
Hallelujah.
God, and to pray you, to pray to you at a time when thou mayest be found. And as we read your word, God, we pray for clarity. You're in your word, God, it says we are to get wisdom. And when we get it, we should get understanding. So I pray for wisdom and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. We bless God for you, Elder Edwards. You have been a tremendous blessing, and these promises that you have laid out To us tonight, I know it will be rested on our hearts indelibly. Our spirits were open and we have received it, and we have a lot of takeaways from it. And we as I listened to you, hallelujah, I could hear not only your voice, but the Spirit of Almighty God that have been speaking through you. You have indeed been a oracle of our Lord Jesus Christ. The promises of God, with a sub-theme of God is faithful to his promises. You know, and we look at Isaiah 46, verse 3 and 4, even to old age, I am he. You know, so it shows us that our God take us throughout a lifetime. You know, only listen to him and have faith, no fear. Do not fear nothing. Just walk with God. You know, and you have enlightened us about the first verse in Isaiah 46 with Bel and Nebo, the idols of the Babylonian, that they carry them on their shoulder, carry the God on their shoulder. The God can't even hear when they make any petitions to him. He can't even move. You know, they have to be protecting their God. But we know that our God is alive and well. And when we speak, his ears is not deaf that he cannot hear, nor his hands short that he cannot bless. We are worshiping a God who has promised us, and he's faithful and is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. And we give God glory. And not only did our elder minister to us with just the word of God, but she backed it up with her personal experience with him. You know, she have a encounter with him. She had a walk with God, and in our dull moments when she should have reached the end of our dull understanding, and she would have relied on God. You know, when she droop her shoulder and her chin touch her neck bone, you know, that's when God came through for her. In just a week time, she got that call and everything just started to run smoothly. She had her experience like how the prophet would have it. And tonight, I am believing with us all tonight that whatever your needs are, God will provide. He will sustain. He will keep you. Never you believe that you are hidden from him. No matter if you go underneath the bed, wherever you go, he sees you and he knows the situation that you're in. The psalmist would have said that if he take his bed in hell, thou art there. If he takes the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost part of the sea, behold, even there he is. And we know that our God is a promise keeper. So we want to rest on that tonight. We want to rest on those promises tonight. We want to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we have some scriptures that we're going to that Elder would have given us to read. Those promises is able to keep you. And as I always say, that these are the times that we need to really memorize these promises of God. Times when you are right, times that you're not feeling any pain in your body, times when you're not going through anything. But these are the times that you store it up in glory, so that when you're going through the high waters, when you're going through the flood situation, you can remember that he is that promise keeper that will take you through victoriously. Amen. These are the times when we pray, store it up in glory, so that when we are down on our face, we can draw from those prayers that would have been in our prayer bank in heaven. Amen. When only what we can say is, is that just a groan. Maybe we can't even come out with the hallelujah because of the situation that we're going through, but we have a groaning on the inside. This is the time that we draw from our prayer, the prayer bank that we have stored up in glory and get our refreshing in our spirit. Tonight, I just want to pray over Elder. I just want to pray over Elder tonight as we close up.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, mighty God, for available vessels.
Yes, Lord.
We give you thanks, mighty God, for life that has been healed to you. We thank you, mighty God, for the hours or the days or the weeks of preparation that Elder would have gone through in order to show ourselves approved. Your word tells us, mighty God, that we must study to show ourselves approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. And we have seen a perfect example of it tonight as Elder come and pour out our heart. Yes, mighty God, a life that has been sweetly devoted to your will and to your promises, mighty God. We pray, God, that you cover her under blood of Jesus.
Mighty God.
We pray, mighty God, that there will be no backlash. Hallelujah. Even now. We pray, mighty God, that you will surround her with your choices, angel, mighty God, that you will surround her, mighty God, like a flood, even now. You'll protect her in our going out and in our coming in. Yes, mighty God, you'll cover our job, cover our house, cover our mighty God in every sphere of it, mighty God, our mind, our thought, everything, mighty God, we place it under subjection in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, mighty God, that you came through for your daughter. Yes, mighty God, we thank you, mighty God, that even now she can look back and say, surely it has been God that has taken me through this study. And God who has taken me through is able to keep me. Yes, my God, we thank you for us, the hearers of the word.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, mighty God, that we'll also be doers. We pray, mighty God, that you'll cause the word. Yes, Lord, that came tonight to fall and put soil, mighty God. Let it slip us away, but let it, mighty God, remain in us, that in a quiet time we can regurgitate on it, mighty God. We can chew on it, Lord God. We can look, Lord, and know for sure that you, God, has deposited something down inside our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every need that is on this line tonight. We pray, God, that you will intersect us at the point of the very need. In the name of Jesus, whatever, mighty God, struggles that we are going through, I pray, mighty God, that you will remind us of a promise that you have made unto us. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God, whatever situation, whatever, mighty God, we come up against, even now, mighty God, we pray, God, that you give us the strength to trample upon it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, whatever pain that would be in our bodies, even now, we come against it with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We burn out every pain, every discomfort. In the name of Jesus, yes, mighty God, I pray, God, that you will show up as our Jehovah Jireh. In the name of Jesus, our very provider, whatever we need, Lord God, you promise to provide it. Mighty God, whether it be finances, yes, mighty God, whether it be jobs, whether it be, mighty God, anything that we desire, even now, according to your will, mighty God, I speak it into being. I pray, mighty God, that you will work on our minds in the name of Jesus. You will place our mind in the right place, Lord, that you can work a work in and through us, mighty God. We pray, God, for faith. Yes, mighty God, I pray that at times, Lord, we will command our soul to worship you, mighty God. Sometimes our soul gets so cast down. Sometimes, mighty God, we feel so outcast. But tonight, mighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will command our soul to worship you in spite of it, almighty God, in spite of anything that we're going through. I pray, mighty God, that there will be a praise. I pray, God,
in the name of Jesus,
be an hallelujah. For the situation, the joy was set before you, endure the cross, despise the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Tonight, mighty God, we place it all before you, Lord, and we pray, God, that you will come true for us.
Yes, Lord, in the name of
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
It has been a rough week for some. Yes, my God, it has been a challenging week. Mighty God, it has been a challenging day for some, mighty God. God, here we are tonight. The very part on the inside of us. And revive us one more time, mighty God. I pray for an Ezekiel experience, mighty God, that these dry bones shall live in the name of Jesus. Yes, my Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon
hallelujah. Jesus.
People of God prosper and every tongue that no weapon, no weapon, no weapon.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come against every plan of hell, against your people tonight, mighty God, from where they are fallen, and the first spirit of the living God. Yes, Lord God, that you will hear, mighty God, so fire tonight. Yes, mighty God, it has been rough, Lord.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear it, mighty God. Yes, mighty God. Mighty God, mighty God. How long shall the heathen reign? Yes, mighty God. I hear it, mighty God. Sometimes your people would look on her, mighty God, the unsaver, and they would say, it seems as if they are prospering in their ways. And what about me, a child of God, who come unto you and pray to you? It's like nothing happening, but a to that situation, even now, mighty God, and I speak life into it, because Lord God, any other afflictions of the righteous, but you are the one that see us through them, almighty God, and so Lord God, I pray for strength over the body of Christ, even now, mighty God, because we know that our Redeemer lives, and you, Lord God, will give us the victory again and again. Give us patience, mighty God. Give us patience as people of God. Give us the patience that we need, Lord God, to hold on to the hem of your garment, never to let go, mighty God. I pray for spiritual ambition in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that our desire will be to grow in you, mighty God, not to remain stagnant, but to be ambitious, mighty God, to press forward to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, mighty God, give us the ambition, mighty God, to step out by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Give us the ambition to mount up with wings like eagle, to run and not be weary, to walk, mighty God, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. Give us the ambition, Lord, to seek you now while you can be found. Give us the ambition, mighty God, to step out of our circumstances, step out into the deeper, and hold on to you, mighty God, because your promises are true.
Yes, Lord. Jesus,
Jesus,
yes,
Jesus. We thank hallelujah. You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spiritual ambition. I speak it across this platform even now. Amen. Spiritual Jesus. Ambition. I speak it across even your very space even now. Spiritual amen. Ambition. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, rise up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, King Jesus, Jesus, King Jesus, King Jesus. Yes, mighty God. Strength in the inner man. Strength, I pray, mighty God. Strength, Lord. Strength in the name of Jesus. Yes, mighty God. pick up the broken pieces and put them back together again. It's not too far gone where you cannot fix it even now. I speak to that circumstances in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. I speak the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your life tonight. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I God.
Praise you, Lord. And I thank you. I give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
Give you the praise, mighty
Hallelujah. God.
And so, mighty God, as you depart from this line tonight, I pray, God, that your choicest blessing will go with us. I pray, mighty God, that you will walk with us. I pray, God, that you will talk with us along life's way. I pray, God, that you will direct our path. I pray, mighty God, yes, mighty God, that you will cover us. Yes, Lord God, yes, keep us under the glory cloud. We thank and we praise you, mighty God. Have your way, Jesus. And be thou glorified as we tell you thanks in Jesus.
In the name.
Mighty name.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to take this time to greet all the first time visitors, first time members with us. You're here for the very first time. We give God thanks for you. You're here for the second time. We give God thanks for you. We meet here every Thursday. Every Thursday from 8 o'clock. You know, and we want to be intentional about being early. Because when we come on early, we can get through business early. So we can dismiss early. I realize that most would come on a little later, but we know circumstances sometimes will keep you away, but we pray that as we go on that God will make a way even when there seems to be no way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So just turn over to Sister Camille for our final words before we dismiss tonight. Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We bless the holy name of Jesus. We bless the Lord tonight for food. Amen. We have
Amen.
Eaten and we glorify God that he has reminded us of some of his promises. My God. My God. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. And so as we're about to go, we are challenged by Elder. She gave us some scriptures to read. And I'm going to be intentional, and I'm going to encourage you to join me on this journey. Hallelujah. As we delve into those, you know, scriptures and find those promises and learn them and root them in our hearts. Amen. Amen. And as Deacon said, now is the time to delve into the word, to get the word on your heart. So that in situation, when situations come up, the word is already planted. And so I'm intentional. I wrote them down. I have posted it in the ministry's WhatsApp group. If you are a member, then you have access to them. And if you are not, then you have access to somebody who have access to them. And we will share it. And we're going to be intentional this season. We want to receive from the Lord, but we know we have a part to play. So we need to know what the word of God says so that we can claim and own what the word of God says that is for us. Amen? Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And so as we get ready to go, you know,
Amen.
Elder would have shared about the conditions Amen. Of certain promises. They are there for us to receive as children of God. They are there for all of us who are human beings to receive, but there are conditions to it. And one of that condition tonight is being acceptance of the salvation that God offers us. And so I give you that gift tonight. I put it out to anyone who wants to receive it. Do we have such a one tonight who will take that gift and say, Lord, I'm holding on to this gift. It's a dear gift, you know, very precious. But is there anyone online tonight who wants to make that conscious decision to serve the Lord, to cross over from one era of our lives to the next, where we will inherit the promises of God. God's promises, yes, some of them are unconditional. His love is unconditional, but his love won't get us where we need to be. It won't get us into heaven. It's the fact we have a part to play. And so I encourage us, if you are an unsaved tonight, I encourage you. How about the gift of salvation? Will you open up and receive it? The Holy Spirit is knocking on the doors of your hearts. The decision is yours. See, God is a gentleman. He won't push down anybody's door and come in. He'll stand there as long as he needs to and knock. Hallelujah. But there will come a time when he will walk away. And we don't want to be that person who he has walked away on. Amen. And so I encourage you today, make that decision. I didn't know I could do it. Many persons write me off, then give me time. 1 year. Praise God. All sort of time then give me. All sort of things them say. But I am still here. And I'm still holding on to God's promises. And I'm still hungry for more of him. And if you are a Christian and you have somehow stepped out of line, or you have strayed, or you feel yourself being pulled in a certain direction, I encourage you tonight to recommit. Amen. I encourage you. Just get back in line, man. Praise God. Reach out to any one of us if you need to. We're here to help. Amen. So if you're not comfortable with one person, there are five of us on the leadership. And even if you're not comfortable with any of the leaders, and you know somebody who you're comfortable with, reach out to that person. Amen. And as Christians, I challenge you tonight to reach out to somebody. Sometimes somebody's struggling, you know, and they just need a reminder. And so when the Holy Spirit drop it in your spirit, don't say, I'm going to finish this first and then do it. Amen. Sometimes it's that one word, that one act of obedience that save a soul. You don't want to be responsible for that lost soul when God told you to call or to reach out and you didn't. And so we have to be intentional. Praise God. And so if you are in need of prayer, of any sort of encouragement, if you want to make that choice, reach out to us. And we are willing and ready to the best of our ability to help you through the process. Amen. Do we have any testimonies as we get ready to close? I open the floor for anyone who wants to testify of the goodness of God. All right. All right. Bless the Lord. There's always something to testify about. And so we glorify God. Amen. We testify of his love and his goodness and his faithfulness towards us from me born until now. I have a 2 and 3 little gray here, but you know, fully gray yet. But I rest in his faithfulness. Amen. Bless the Lord. So as we close off tonight, God bless you, people of God. I want to declare heaven's benediction over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you. We want to acknowledge quickly Prophet Pastor Chana. He was a man of God who has been with us for a few weeks now. He shared with us some time ago and it was a tremendous blessing. And
Amen.
So he has joined us tonight and we are
Hallelujah.
Grateful to have you on with us, Pastor Prophet Shamar Chana. God bless you, man of God. We continue to pray that God continues to nurture you and continue to sustain you and continue to keep you covered as you continue to work for the Lord. Bless the Lord. I see a Paulette Clark Allen with us tonight. We want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. We pray that tonight was a blessing and we invite you again to join us whenever you can on a Thursday night. God bless you, Evangelist Paulette Clark. God bless you. Brother King, good to have you with us, man of God.
Yes, God bless Lord. You.
Good to have you in the house, Brother King.
Hallelujah.
What's a hallelujah, yes, Brother King? We want to hear you, man. It's been a while.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. God
praise
bless
God. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Greet somebody as you go. In Jesus' name. Praise God.
God bless
you, Elder.
God bless you, Sister Camille.
God bless you, Brother
Scott. Bless the Lord. God bless the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you, and every one of you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Sister Lem.
God bless you.
Sister Shani.
Sister Simone. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Praise God bless you.
Bless the Lord, Sister Eva.
Pamela, God bless you, my
bless
God
Lord.
Sister Desia.
God bless you, everyone. Blessings, blessings. Sister Les, Sister Camila, Edward, Sister Vivian.
Sister Bright.
God bless you.
Sister Vivian.
Sister Morgan.
Praise God.
God bless you, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Have a wonderful night. Praise God.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.